The tragic case of two black women, Maria Mercato, 45, and Lucian Lovu, 34, allegedly shot and disposed of by a white farmer and his workers in South Africa has ignited widespread outrage. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The incident occurred in August near Polokwane, Limpopo province, where the women were reportedly searching for food on the farm. According to reports, after being shot, their bodies were allegedly fed to pigs in an effort to eliminate evidence. The accused, Zachariah Johannes Olivier, 60, and his employees Adrian DeWet, 19, and William Masora, 50, are currently awaiting a court decision on bail ahead of their upcoming murder trial. They have not yet entered a plea. Protests have erupted outside the court, with demonstrators demanding that bail be denied. Walter Mathole, brother of Maria Mercato, expressed concern that this horrific incident has heightened racial tensions between black and white communities in South Africa, particularly in rural areas still grappling with the legacy of apartheid. The accused also faced charges of attempted murder for shooting at Nlovu's husband, Mabuto Nube, who survived the attack. Nube managed to escape and seek help, leading police to discover the decomposed bodies of the women in the pigsty days later. Mathole recounted the gruesome scene he encountered with officers, revealing the trauma endured by the families involved. The women had reportedly gone to the farm in search of expired or soon-to-expire food, often discarded and fed to pigs. Mercato's family is devastated, especially her four sons, who are left grieving their loss. Ranti Mercato, the eldest son, shared his anguish, stating, "My mum died a painful death. I'll sleep better at night if the alleged killers are denied bail." The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, party has called for the farm's closure, stating that its continued operation poses a risk to consumers. Meanwhile, the South African Human Rights Commission has condemned the killings, urging for dialogues on anti-racism among affected communities. Racial tensions have escalated with other recent incidents, including the alleged murder of two men by a farmer in Mpumalanga, and an incident involving a 70-year-old farmer, who allegedly ran over a 6-year-old boy for stealing an orange. As these events unfold, calls for justice and systemic change continue to resonate across South Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.